I have this vision that because I own a dog, soon I'll be legally prohibited from joining a union. This is Jav Parrish. It's not quite that bad, yet. But a series of decisions expected this summer from the Bush-appointed National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, could destroy the existing union memberships of millions of people in the United States and prevent any future unionization attempts by tens of millions more. Under 1947's notorious union-busting Taft-Hartley Act, supervisors in the United States workforce are considered management and therefore have no legal right to unionize. The anticipated NLRB rulings on three disputes collectively known as the Kentucky River cases would allow employers in a wide array of industries to reclassify their employees as supervisors. This would apply to any employee who has any type of oversight, no matter how fleeting, over a lower-ranked or less senior coworker. For example, workers who take on apprentices, lead men in manufacturing crews, nurses who direct nurses' aides, and, well, I order our dog around. A lot. She seems to like it. It really is just about that ridiculous. A nurse, for example, has no power to hire or fire, doesn't set schedules, can't hand out discipline. Yet under these rulings, she or he would be considered management. The anticipation of a favorable ruling already has employers around the country chomping at the bit. AFL-CIO Organizing Director Stuart Acuff estimates that the NLRB has already deferred about 120 cases in which union election results have been disputed. Employers want to wait for the Kentucky River rulings to see if they simply can declare their workers ineligible to join any union at all. Nurses with a common contract at 12 New Jersey hospitals have already threatened to strike before they reached contract language that guaranteed they wouldn't be reclassified as supervisors. In a mid-June NLRB hearing, the chief nursing officer at Virginia Mason Medical Center in Seattle offered a novel argument against a suit demanding that the hospital negotiate with the nurses' union before implementing a contested policy. She argued that all 600 of Virginia Mason's RNs were in fact supervisors. They were able to hire, fire, and write policy, and therefore weren't eligible to be in the union at all. Virginia Mason's nurses say that's ludicrous. They don't have any of those powers. And the AFL-CIO's Acuff warns that there could be healthcare and hospital strikes across America if the decision is too broad. A study released this week by the Economic Policy Institute shows that it's not just nurses that are in trouble. In a worst-case scenario, up to 8 million union members could be disenfranchised. Such a ruling, covering two-thirds of America's unionized labor force, would not only decimate organized labor, but undercut much of the Democratic Party's organizing and get-out-the-vote infrastructure. And maybe, ultimately, that's the point. Given the NLRB's record under Bush, labor leaders aren't optimistic the Kentucky River will turn out well. They are particularly alarmed that in Kentucky River, as in all other cases since Bush took office, the NLRB has refused to hear oral arguments, the practice in all previous administrations, Democrat and Republican alike. The NLRB is expected to rule on these three cases, ironically enough, before Labor Day. Labor leaders want the public to ask members of Congress, at minimum, to force the NLRB to actually hold hearings on Kentucky River. This past week, workers demonstrated in cities across the country. On Thursday, labor leaders committed civil disobedience in front of NLRB headquarters in Washington, D.C., in a desperate bid to get attention for the issue. This is a story that should be front page news. So far, it's not. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.